The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Ory, three-point, buries it!
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
Now that's making a statement.
It is. And it is week 32 now. The Big Shot Bob podcast. That is B-Dog Brandon Harper. My name's Robert Jenners. That guy right there is the starting forward for the Bishop Sycamore basketball team. Robert Ory, seven-time
yes.
NBA champion.
Yes.
How are you, brother?
Man, you know, had a nice little birthday weekend.
Yeah. What did you do? Anything? You said before we started you really didn't do much anything.
I went to dinner with some of my coworkers, man. I wanted to do something different. Went down to
you got coworkers
to Manhattan Beach. Yeah, well, Spectrum, man. You know,
oh, Spectrum. Oh, I was gonna say they canceled the jump, so I don't know how many coworkers you got anymore.
Emmy winning Spectrum. Let's say that first. The Emmy winning Spectrum.
Sorry,
we won an Emmy, all right? So, but now we just went to dinner. I just want to do something really chill, man. You know, because like I said, I'm turning 51, man. You don't really want to do anything on your 51st birthday.
No.
You got to wait for the double nickel, and I told you it's 62.
Yeah, and I didn't get the 62 until you had to explain this to me. You're all excited for your 62nd birthday.
Social Security kick in.
Yeah.
Hey, no, it's my NBA pension, dog. NBA pension.
So what, I mean, is
And I ain't going to tell y'all how much I make.
I wasn't going to ask
jealous.
Specifics. I was not going to ask specifics. But is it like, is it
significant? I get the max because I play 11 plus years. You know, 11 is the cutoff, and then it's only so much you can make. Back in the day, though, for every year after 11, you got more money, but then they cut it off at 11. I'm like, man, if I had known that shit, I retired a long time ago.
I mean, I can guess the number.
What's the number?
I'm sure we could put a Google on it and find out.
What would you guess?
You said you get the max, right?
I get the max, yes.
I'm gonna say three, and I'm aiming way low because I don't know.
I'm gonna say 2.5. 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah,
you close.
Okay.
Oh, I'm close.
Yeah, you close.
Okay, I said three. Yeah. Am I too high?
You're too high. If you're saying three mil, that's too high.
I thought it would be more than that.
Yeah.
My first instinct was to say five, and I was like, "Well, I don't know if it's quite that, but okay." Yeah. But that's good, man.
It's good. You know, I think about guys. There's so many guys now that if they make it to, you know, I'm gonna take a guy like Chucky Brown. Chucky Brown played what 16 different teams or 18 different teams,
something crazy.
You know, and he never made a lot of money. Think about that. When he gets that pension at 62, he gonna be like, good googly moogly, because that's probably more than he made when he was playing. So, you know, hopefully, you know, this will help a lot of guys out. But for me, I'm just going to use it to go party.
Hey, you know who else makes a lot of money, Big Shot? You seen Ben Simmons' contract?
Oh,
he got a lot.
You know, he got 4 years left on this current deal. You know, this is the extension. So he's a year in. He's a year into the extension. He has 4 years remaining on his deal. 21-22 makes 33 mil.
Wow.
22-23 makes 35. 23-24, 37. And get this, the 24-25 season, that man makes a whopping 40 million.
And he wants out. And he drew a line in the sand this week and said, nope, I'm not going to camp. I ain't playing for Philly.
You know what? If I'm feeling, I'm like, you don't want to come to camp? That's cool with me, because I'm gonna recoup some of that $33 million.
Yeah, damn sure. Now that was my question. What are the fines like if you just don't show up to camp? I mean, I'm sure everybody's probably different, but
it depends on how the system is. I know for us, if you missed a practice, and this is when I play, you got to think, but this is 2000.
Sure.
With the Lakers, it was $3,000. You miss a second practice, $5,000. And you miss a third practice, it's $15,000. And after that, you suspend it. And it's 1/82nd of your contract for every game you miss after that. So think about that.
That's chump change compared to now.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You never know though what they they might tell them to stay away, because sometimes they tell players to stay away because, you know, your attitude is detrimental towards the team, so, you know, stay away.
But see, here's the thing. That price for him, because I think eventually, you know, they may, you know, find him, but eventually they'll have to trade him. That price from what I think originally was what, 3 first-round picks or
something crazy. Yeah.
4 first-round picks. That's ridiculous. That's going to have to drop if you want anybody to start knocking at that door.
And you're going to have to eat some of that contract if you're Philly.
And plus, you're going to have to – whoever takes Ben Simmons is going to have to give up a lot. You know, let's take Portland, for instance. C.J. McCollum is a lot for me to give him up or something like that. That's a lot because I really like his game. I know a lot of people are like, okay, he'll fit in perfect, but why would they, you know, use C.J. McCollum? Philly, you know, okay, let's say you trade him to – what was the Golden State trade he was talking about?
Oh, it was Andrew Wiggins and draft picks.
Yeah, it was a bunch of picks.
That wouldn't make sense to me if I'm Philly.
Well, you said, you remember, I don't know if you read the report, his preference, this man has a preference right now. I don't know if it's 3 California teams. Now, we know what 3 teams they are.
Lakers, Clippers, and Golden State.
Yeah, of course.
Sacramento.
No.
And watch, he's going to end up in Sacramento.
Unless Philly's just trying to screw him, and they're like, you wanted to go west. We put you in California. You know?
But if he goes to Sacramento, you know they have to give up De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm gonna say this. I still don't understand why the Lakers did not draft Fox. And I like Ball a lot, but I just thought Fox was a better player than Ball. You know, there's 2 different type of players. You know, Ball is an up and down type of guy, get everybody involved, and Fox is more so like a, hey, okay, I'm gonna, you know, get mine, but I'm gonna give you yours a little bit later on. But it was one of those things, man.
How far do you think this Simmons thing goes? You think they're going to move him sooner rather than later? You think this is going to drag out into the season?
I think it's going to drag out because you have to, in situations like this, you have to think about who is not happy. If you look around the NBA, I don't think anybody's not happy. I know one guy is extremely happy, and that's Capella. That extension.
Well, he just got signed today, this morning.
2-year 48?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't think there's any disgruntled people outside of Buddy Hill that's, you know, on a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buddy Hill probably is like, you're going to have to give just more than Buddy Hill to get Ben Simmons. So, but don't be shocked. If that's a package, somehow they do something with Sacramento and, you know, send away disgruntled Buddy Hill to
try and get Ben. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whole thing sucks. It's just weird. I don't like it.
He's just not in a good position because you're talking about a guy that has 4 years left on his contract with that kind of money. Now, the plus side of this is he's only like 24, 25. So at the end of this contract, you're talking about being 28, 29, still in your prime. We expect him to be a little bit better. So it's not like he's 30 and 35 at the end of the contract. So there's the upside. He'll still be young. But at the same time, that's a lot of money somebody has to eat up for a guy that won't shoot the ball.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. Like, let's say if he goes somewhere and they take him off the point. This is, we're going to put you in the post. You're going to be someone like when I say this, I don't mean like exactly like him, so don't get mad, Laker fans, but like a LeBron James. You know, he's just going to be one of those guys who can play all 4. I can go do a lot of different things. And, you know, if I get the rock off the rebound, I can push it. You know, think about it. If he went to somewhere like Phoenix, a young team like Phoenix, and he pushed the ball and just kicked and got in the post and did things like that. Yeah. Phoenix would be nice, man.
Yeah, one with Booker and
I just try to think of young athletic teams. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but
ship him out to Denver too. Yeah. He'd be good with them.
Yeah, he could be good in Denver. I look at this whole thing too from the perspective of Philly now has to swallow this pill of trust the process. You know what I mean? Like they have to now go back and what is this, 6-7 years into this thing and go, all right, so about the process, don't know if it quite got to where it needed to be. I mean, they were damn close this year, but
it failed.
It never became what I think Philly wanted to be, and now you're stuck with this situation on top of everything else.
Yeah, and but think about it. They had all those picks, though. They only really got 2 good players out of those picks.
Yeah. And now if you're trading him for more picks, what are you going to do? You're going to start over? Trust the process, part two? Sorry?
Yeah.
Do it again? I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to count on Tobias Harris to step his game up. You know, you want to yell and scream that you're an all-star. Now here's the time for you to show everybody you're an all-star. Step up and take over. Because Tobias, I think, can do some of the things Ben does, but he shoots better. So, yo, Tobias, we're going to put him here. We're going to take the weight of this world and put him on your shoulders because you did say you're an all-star, so prove it.
Yeah, I mean, he's on a $180 million contract. Yeah, you're going to have to step up. You think they're paying you a $180 just to be a, you know, a third option or just to kind of hide away in the fold? No, if Ben Simmons is gone, you're going to have to – look, bro, you're going to have to answer for that $180. You're going to have to step up even more and be 1B to Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
He's the only reason I would be comfortable getting rid of Ben Simmons because I think he can step up because I think sometimes when you have – three big dogs like that. And you think about it, him and Ben kind of do the same thing. So now if you bring a guy in like a point guard or someone that just wants to dish and, you know, that would make him a little bit better. So you don't have to worry about Ben Simmons being in his way.
Right.
Well, we'll see how that pans out. There's a long way to go here. What are you going to do for the rest of the fall here? Are you going to watch some football? Because you ain't got a job. Well, I mean, you have a job at Spectrum. Of course,
you know,
that
my
continues.
Daytime job,
but
I lost my day job.
Yeah, I mean, ESPN cancels The Jump last week, and of course, our mentions blow up with everybody, you know, like hashtag prayers for Robert Horry, like just prayers up. We're thinking about you, Rob. Did you have any inkling this was coming? Did you hear anything about this, or did this kind of catch you off guard?
It caught me off guard, and I'm sure it caught Rachel off guard and everybody involved with it because The Jump was a good show. And I think when she wasn't on it, you know, you had people who sub in for her. And I still think they can probably do something, Jump 2.0 or a Triple Jump or something. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think they'll bring the show back because it was popular. And I hope that Rachel lands on her feet and I'm sure she'll get another job because she's good at what she does. And so, and hopefully that they're whoever it is, they'll call my number and say, yo, man, come on for a couple of episodes.
We'll get you on a couple days a week. Come on.
Yeah.
Join the show.
I was surprised when they shut that whole thing down. I was like, oh, John, what Rob going to do now? I mean, it ain't like Rob hurting and he living under the 101 or the 10 or whatever y'all want to call it. But
I know what ain't happening. He ain't getting his fancy-ass toilet now. That's what's happening. That's the first shit to go from the budget, man. You can get in your fancy toilet now.
Oh, my goodness. I know. When that happened, I was like, well, damn, that went my wine
there
fridge
goes my
that
toilet
I wanted to
money.
Put in.
Hey,
that went
you,
my wine fridge I wanted to put in the wine cellar, but, you know.
So. Did you get any sort of call, or is this something that you found out, like, on social media like other people?
I actually found out on social media like everybody else, you know.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing, though. I don't know if they, like, you're on the show, but you're not. You know, the mainstay of the show. You know, just one of a handful of players that contribute to that show, and you do a great job. But I think, you know, when they make these decisions, you know,
Richard didn't even know either. He was on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Richard's a part of
it. He was like, I didn't know anything about it. I'm like, come on, Richard, you knew about it because it's going to be your job next. He's like, no, he ain't said anything to me about it. I said, come on, Richard, let's be honest. Just me and you talking. He's like, no, I'm serious. So
I wonder if Perkins knew.
Perk probably knew, you know, Perk's so high up in the
he's on a lot of stuff.
So.
Yeah, he does a lot for them now. But.
He knew.
Yeah.
Perk knew.
He probably like, it's my job. It's going to be my job. Move to LA.
He probably made the call to Rachel. Hey, I'm taking your show. I'm surprised it took as long as it did in the sense of when the story broke and kind of when it became big. It's been, what, maybe about a month and a half now?
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Usually you kind of figure when this stuff happens, it's kind of an immediate knee-jerk reaction. Ah, the show's gone. I figured they were just going to let this thing cool down, let calmer heads prevail, let Rachel do the apology tour a little bit, and then try to kind of ramp it back up when you know, basketball season was around. But no, they just pulled the plug on it. But.
You know, if you look at that thing, I think ESPN – you know, they sat back and they says, okay, let's analyze this and see what's going on. It says, at the end of the day, she kind of talked bad about us, didn't she? You know, talking about we don't hire enough minorities. Yeah. Okay, let's get rid of you.
Yeah, yeah, let's move on and let's re-sign L. Duncan.
Majority. Yeah.
And the thing is, I think she only had like This was her last year on a contract because she had only 1 year left on her contract. So I think that may have played a little thing in it, too. It's kind of like, okay, she got a contract extension coming up. Do you want to?
The thing, though, if you look at ESPN, they revamping everything over there. Yeah. So it's just not her show. It's other shows. So
First Take.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. Max, you know, Max getting a new job. So, you know, he said he's going to have his own show. We don't know what that is. So we just, you know, and I love Max. Max is great, man. He's a cool dude, too. So, but
I never liked Max's fit on First Take, though. Like, I like Max as a personality. I think Max and Stephen A., even more than Skip and Stephen A., yelled at each other a lot. You know what I mean? Like, they would just get, like, ugly into it. And it was like, at least for Skip, you were like, oh, he's baiting him. You know what I mean? Max would get, like, pissed. And, like, dig in on a point. And then they would just start barking at each other. And I'm like, all right, this has got to calm down.
Hey, Rob, would you do First Take with Stephen A.?
No. It's too much work.
He's got an NBA pension coming. He didn't need that.
You can still get your pension.
Hey, but you got to think about it.
Give me one day a week on the jump and I'm happy.
First, yeah, exactly. First Take, man. I'd just be rolling over when it airs, man. That shit come on too early, man. I'm in L.A. That's in New York.
Yeah, that's true. Man,
that thing come on at 8 in the morning. Oh. That's 5 o'clock for me.
I'm all right.
I'm like, nope.
Hey, everybody got a number.
Hey, I was just about to say that, you know. But I don't think I would like that show, though, you know, because for me, you have to give up a lot of your free time and really study not just basketball, but all the other sports.
Yeah.
And for me, I like watching other sports. I don't like studying them like I do basketball because I know basketball. So I need my free time, dog. You know, I got kids. I need to run around with my son, you know, show him that I can outshoot him, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I got a grandson now. I ain't got time to be working that hard.
Yeah.
And you're also not argumentative either. Like, you're too easygoing for a show like First Take. You know what I mean?
I can see that.
It's just like, you're not going to want to pick a fight. Like, Stephen A. is going to make a point and you'll be like, you know what? You're right. Let's move on. They're going to be like, no, you can't do that.
It all depends on what's in my cup that early in the morning.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Uncle Shay 2.0.
Yeah, for real. Get you some gummies see where it goes, you know? Jeez.
No, I'm talking about, you know, you had to have something like a little Irish coffee or something like that. You know?
All right.
A little Spanish coffee.
You're right. ESPN does not need you on First Take. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you don't need
drinking
to be there.
First thing in the morning.
Forget I even asked. You don't need to be there.
First thing in the damn morning.
Hey, you're like, what? Did he just say MFU? Yes, I did. Just because you're talking loud, Stephen A., that don't mean you're right.
That do be
son
true.
Of a bitch. Okay. All right, calm down, Rob.
That's true.
All right, I am very much looking forward to beating your rear end in fantasy football this season. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I laugh in your face.
No. You don't laugh in my face. I think we're going to have a fun time. But if you are like Rob and I and you like to talk smack, you got to try Sleeper. Such a cool fantasy app now, and you can incorporate the chat and the fun into your fantasy football all through the same app, which is what makes Sleeper so good. A sleek interface is pretty much a modern sports fantasy experience. So if you're tired of like having your fantasy league and then in a group text and another group text and then there's a chat going on, all of it you could do through Sleeper. It is designed to connect people over sports and it is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is. My favorite part is Sleeper. It's free. You know me. If it's free, it's me. With zero ads, play fantasy, NFL, NBA, and even LCS League of Legends. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform, with millions of users built almost entirely on word of mouth.
And now they're entrusting us to pass it on to you. So we get to tell you guys about Sleeper and get you into the action. Matchups from around the majors. Look, we're ready to kick off the NFL season. We are like about a week away. So you got to start. If you haven't done your fantasy draft yet, get that together through Sleeper. You can control all of that through your app on Sleeper. It's the sports you love, connected with the friends that you want to talk to throughout it. Check out the link in the show description if you want to get started and play with any of us this fantasy football season. Right there in the description of the show is the link to Sleeper.
I'm going
to
tell you where you can get it. You can get Sleeper at the App Store,
okay,
Google Play, or on your desktop at sleeper.app.
Okay.
Just go to your App Store and download the Sleeper app and start playing today.
Did you see any of the Bishop Sycamore story, by the way? We mentioned it kind of out of the top of the show, but that is one of the craziest stories I've ever seen.
You had at least to see the you had been watching Twitter, all the jokes. all of the jokes.
I haven't, now. Man, I hardly ever pick up Twitter or Instagram unless my, I depend on my kids for that, man. They tell me something and I go look, but I hadn't seen this. What happened? Okay. Tell me.
So ESPN aired, I think this was last Friday night, a national high school football game.
Yep.
And ESPN works with a couple different firms to book these games for national television. And they had IMG Academy, which is one of the big premier high school programs in the country.
Yeah.
And they wanted to
like hell, they and they want, take all those guys who've graduated from high school and say, come on down here and play one more year.
Damn straight. Yep. You get 32-year-olds playing for IMG Academy. And
but you know what? Hold up. Pause you there.
Go ahead.
My teammate coaches at IMG, Ellington Washington. Elliot Washington coaches at basketball at IMG. You know, he was at Alabama. He's the one that it was take what? I'm sorry. This is when we play Arkansas. You got Todd Day, Big O, Lee Mayberry, Latrell Spiro, Robert Ory, Jason Caffey, Latrell Spiro. We got eight. Think about it. I think it was eight pros on the floor, and Elliot Washington hits a game winner out of all these pros on the floor. He takes the shot. It hits a game winner for us back when I was a senior and we was playing Arkansas and we go on to, you know, to the SEC championship game. Think about that. You would never think this guy who barely wants to shoot, do anything, hits a game winner with all those pros on the floor. So that's my little insert there. Sorry.
And now he works at IMG.
Yeah, now he's a coach at IMG.
So IMG, I guess, needed an opponent. They did some homework. One of these firms found them a school called Bishop Sycamore. And said that they're going to, here's your opponent, we're good, we're locked up, ESPN wants to take the game, we're going to put the game on. They played last year, apparently. Well, they get their asses handed to them. It was like 58-0. And when I tell you that this Bishop Sycamore team didn't look like they've ever played a down of football, I mean, it looked like just a bunch of kids out the backyard just throwing the ball around, no formations, I mean, no protection on the line. And it got to a point where the commentator, I'll play some audio, the commentators on ESPN were starting to get worried about the safety of the Bishop Sycamore players because they were so poorly coached.
Bishop Sycamore told us they had a number of Division I prospects on their roster. To be frank, a lot of that we could not verify. And they did not show up in our database. They did not show up in the databases of other recruiting services. So from what we've seen so far, this is not a fair fight. And there's got to be a point now, Luke's, where you do worry about health and safety.
Well, it turns out Bishop Sycamore doesn't even look like it's a real school. It's like an online school or something that a coach started a football program for. And now the coach been fired. They find out about this coach that runs this team owes like $110,000 in back loans and payday loans and stuff. And it was kind of like a mishmash cobbled together football program that somehow got onto national television against one of the best schools in the country. And it got ugly. It got ugly.
Yeah.
So all of the jokes now about like everybody that's out of work, well, they're going to go play for Bishop Sycamore now.
Here's the thing. Yeah. And I know, you know, I don't blame this all on ESPN because this is one of those things where, hey, you give, you're giving the information, you set, you know, you have people who set this thing up, boom. You trust the people who set all this up, boom, 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 here's the game. My thing is, you talk about when someone says we have numerous top flight prospects on our squad. In any other realm, you do your homework and your background check to figure out who these – we always have the ESPN 300, right? Yeah. All these players are ranked. My thing is, if you're that highly ranked, they would be in the ESPN 300.
Someone was doing some prep for this game and was like, wait a minute, I can't find any of these guys anywhere. What? So
how do you – Everybody at fault here.
Yeah.
Everybody is at fault here. No.
You know, for IMG to be this huge academy, I blame them. They knew what they was getting into. You know, they're just happy they was going to be on TV and shoot. You know, we need to get a name. You probably researched that long enough. You're probably going to find out that they lied about some of the stuff and said, oh, yeah, they said this. We didn't say that. We just said we're going to take the money and take the loot to come play you to be on TV. You never know. Somebody might get discovered. But my whole thing is, won't you go play somebody in Texas or California? You claim to be this damn good. Yeah. Do like Sierra Canyon does. I can fly over the country because you say you're that good. Prove it. Go somewhere on their field and beat that at butt. just like the California team. I think I forget they went to Texas. Mm-hmm. Ranked third. Go roll down Texas. Go to their house.
I think it was Matter Day.
Matter Day, yeah. Matter Day. Yeah. They go. They roll up in Texas house. No, Texas. You know what? We 23rd, 13 in the country. Matter Day's third or fourth.
I thought they were like number one.
It might be number one. Number Who knows? One. But they rolled up in there and spanked that ass and rolled up out of there. So, you know what I mean? That's respect right there.
But instead, you know? Next week, IMG Academy is playing the University of Phoenix online degree program team, which is made up of the Sisters of the Poor.
Hey, you know Rob, I mean? Check this out. Last year, this ain't the first year IMG has played Bishop Sycamore. They played them last year, too.
See, like I said, it's their fault.
Yeah, this is IMG going. Give us a softball team whose ass we can beat on national television, so we look good. That's what that was.
Guess who the new quarterback for Bishop Sycamore is? Cameron Newton.
His ass got cut today too.
Is he got an eligibility left? You know, you see what
Cameron? He's got to be. He's a couple credit shy. NC
is doing.
Yeah. Hey, look, man. Cam got cut. This morning?
Yeah, I think it was this morning.
Yeah, and it's two places where I can see him landing. I think he lands up either in Dallas, or I can see him possibly. Well, he don't want to get vaccinated. I was going to say he was going to end up in Washington with Ron Rivera, his old coach, but he's high risk, so he may not land there.
Yeah, you know, I hate to say this, but he might not go land anywhere just because he's not vaccinated.
That's
and
true.
I hate to say that, and it's not fair. But that's just how it is now. People are trying to be safe, and all of a sudden you get in this league and you're playing good. Next thing you know, you come out positive for COVID and you haven't been tested. Yeah. You know, you could call some guys some games. You know, if he goes to Dallas, I could see that. Even, you know, I thought about this. I thought about the Texans, because who knows what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson.
That's true.
You know, with all his legal matters. So those are two teams I think that, you know, he should be sitting back saying, you know what, I really need to analyze this and see what I'm going to do. But my first pick, if I'm him, would be Dallas, you know, because, you know, Dak, you never know how the ankle's going to be. You know, it might swell up on in one game or whatnot. And you got a nice crew out there. Think about throwing a thing to all the people around you, man. So,
Well, I know he is. He still believes there's no, you know, obviously there aren't 32 quarterbacks better than him. He said it before. So that lets me know that he's still of a starting mindset. So if that's the case, the only team I could really see him starting for is Houston.
Yeah, but we don't know what's going to happen there, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Well, what's going on with isn't Tannehill banged up too in Tennessee?
No, he was on COVID.
Oh, is that he'll what it was? Back. He had a COVID thing? All right, I didn't know what was going on with him, but I knew he was going to miss some action. So
yeah, I think he'll be back in time for week one.
Yeah. I mean, I do hate it for Cam, though, because there really was a point where he was like the man.
Yeah.
And I hate it for him that he is where he is now.
I know. But think about this. I hate to say this, but, you know, there's a quarterback right there in the ATL. He ain't too damn good anymore. Wow. So,
he's a system quarterback. He's a field general, whatever bullshit title you want to put on him. He's never been Cam Newton. You know, he's
Matty Ice need to become a backup, man. I'm just saying,
you ain't no chance. As long as he's in a Falcons uniform, he'll start.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, Goff. Well, that's who he reminds
me of. They might decide to move away from him in time. I can't promise that. But
he better than Jared Goff. But here's the thing, though, with Cam. Like, I thought about, okay, why wouldn't he just come home? But here's the problem. That'll put so much pressure on Matt Ryan that the first time he underthrows or overthrows somebody, you're going to hear it from the crowd. Put Cam in.
It's going to be anarchy. It's going to be anarchy.
Because they're going to think they got the second coming of you-know-who, but
And that
maybe like 8 years
time.
Ago, that was the second coming, but not right now.
It took a long time for the city to get past that. So
But, you know, for me, I just look at, you know, I know he had more weapons and Julio numbers went down, but I look at the weapons he has, man, and for him not to have that team, you know, one of the top teams, and that's just
who you talking about, Matt Ryan?
Yeah, I'm talking Matty Ice. Yeah,
well, it's a lot of things. The defense ain't that great. The offensive line is a little suspect. Offensive they don't have the depth. They don't have the depth. So if guys get hurt, this team can look worse than what they are really probably going to look like already this season.
And they don't look great already out of the gate. And I know it's preseason, but they already look like hot garbage. So, yeah, half the city is like, all right, forget this. Let's move on to college football.
So we're going to go from hot garbage, and then if they get hurt, then you're going to go to the juice that pours out of the hole. If you got a hole in the bag in the garbage.
Garbage water. There is nothing more disgusting on the planet than garbage water.
So take your pick.
Hey, but at least you got Georgia. No, they got that big game coming up this weekend.
Georgia Clemson.
North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So what is your plan this weekend? College football is back.
You know what?
Alabama, Miami, right?
Yep, here in Atlanta, in the
dome. We're gonna see you.
I was actually gonna come to that game. A couple of us that former players were gonna come. But when that COVID thing spiked on us, I'm like, oh, no, we ain't going. Because, Florida people, Alabama people,
vaccinated. So, not to cast broad generalizations.
No,
but.
I'm just saying, it's too risky. I'd rather sit at home and, hit the pause if I have to go to the bathroom or whatnot, break out my snacks.
I'm good. Yeah. I get drunk at home for free.
You know your tide roll deep.
Oh.
They roll deep.
Well, especially here in Atlanta.
Yes.
Anytime anytime there's an SEC championship game, that place is Alabama red.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah. It is crazy.
I was like, it's just right. It's our backyard, man. And you think about SEC fans too. SEC fans, they love when their conference beat up on everybody else, it don't matter. So they go walk like, think about this, Miami, that lure right there. You think about it, Miami used to be the shit, man. For ages
in the 90s. Forget it. But I mean, I went to college in South Florida. I went to FAU. It's Miami country down there, man. UM and UF. That's it.
Hey,
that's
they make college football fun, man. You just waited for the score a touchdown just to see what they was going to do.
Yeah,
man. It was the man. So until 1992, when the Alabama Crimson Tide spanked that ass. So
that's all right.
Ever since then, that program is going the wrong way.
Miami, I've been to Miami. I think it's beautiful. The water's great. You have your sporadic little rainstorm here and there. It's raining here, but it's sunny here.
Oh, yeah.
And then all the other stuff. Yeah. With all that being said, 42-20 Alabama.
Oh, you're lucky if you post 20 on Alabama. You're going to post 20 on the backup squad.
42-20 Alabama. Yeah.
You saying Miami's going to score 20 points?
Yeah, I don't even see that.
Just
happening. If you're lucky, 14.
But I'm also saying Alabama's scoring 42 points. So that you chose to look at the 20. I'm telling you, you're going to put up 42.
That's conservative.
I'm worried about the 42 too. Also, because think about it. Think of what Alabama lost offensively last year.
Dog.
A lot.
Najee Harris, who's probably going to be offensive rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones is probably going to be offensive rookie of the year.
Starting for Bill Belichick now.
Yep.
The Slim Reaper. About it, Waddle. But we got Minshew though. We got Minshew.
You're a factory.
That's just it. Every time you go, well, what are the Tide gonna do? They lost Julio Jones. You get Calvin Ridley. I mean, it never fails. There's always one behind.
You lose Julio Jones, you end up getting Amari Cooper. So right. Come on, bro.
There's always another one. You know.
Hey, I always laugh. I tell people, think about this. AK was the backup at Alabama. Look how freaking good he is.
Alvin Kamara.
Now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I said people say he played at Alabama. He didn't play at Alabama. He transferred out of it because he could get on the field.
Yep.
So that's crazy, man.
There's only one person you got to worry about being there, and if he's not there, then you panic a little. His name is
Nicholas Saban. Yes,
Saint Nick.
The minute he hangs it up, it's going to be anarchy in college football.
As long as that straw hat is still out there on that practice field, you'll be fine.
Well, if when he retires, we all know who's going to get that job.
Who?
Dabo.
You got to pry Dabo away from Clemson, though. You think he'll leave Clemson to come to Alabama?
You do know where Dabo went to college.
I know that, but you do know where he's from, right?
You do know how
he writes the
family,
rules at Clemson now, though.
His whole family is. Think about this. Nick Saban, highest paid coach in the land, $10 million a year.
Yep. Yep.
You know, with that bum in Texas A&M second.
Jimbo.
Bum. I guarantee you, when Nick retires, he going to Dabo says, I need what Nick got. And Nick going to be the number one paid college coach, unless Clemson say, you know what? We're going to match that and then give you a bonus. That's the only way. Because I know, even though we joke about it, I know in his heart he wants to coach the Alabama squad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I could –
I think it's hard for him to walk away from Clemson, no matter what the opportunity – because he is – this is your land. You run the school. You've got the program. You write the checks. You do whatever you want.
Yeah. He turned that program around.
Everybody loves him there.
That's true.
You go to Alabama to replace arguably the greatest coach in the history of college football.
Yeah.
Now you're in a shadow of somebody you have an expectation to hit. And the minute you're not in a national title game, all hell will rain down on you. And you'll go, why did I leave South Carolina? What was I doing?
Alabama fans aren't as bad as Texas fans. That's what Texas is going through now. Think about it. They can't keep a coach in there longer than 3 years.
Tops.
Here's the difference. The last time Texas was in the national title game, I think it was 08-09 with Colt McCoy, where he got knocked out of the game versus y'all in the national title game.
I know.
And so they have not been Texas in a while. Here's the thing. Yeah. When Nick Saban took over Alabama, it had been a long time since Bear Bryant had been there. So that shadow doesn't loom as heavy. Yeah. You have Dabo coming to replace Nick off the back of Nick Saban? That man is going. He's haunting Tuscaloosa.
I mean, it's just. I agree with you, though. I think he gets the job if he wants. 100%.
Nick ain't growing until he's like 92. He's going to be one of the oldest coaches ever to do this thing.
He'll make $100 million a year, and he'll be out there in the straw hat chewing out linemen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I don't think. Like, he would literally, he would literally have to pass away because he wouldn't quit because I don't think he'd know what else to do. He doesn't have anything else to do.
Yeah. He's going to be like Bear Bryant. You know, once Bear stepped away, he passed away, I think, 1 to 2 years later?
Yeah.
So you don't want that to happen because you love Nick and he's such a cool dude. So, and he makes good Affleck commercials.
I think.
Let's not go that far. I don't know if he makes good Affleck commercials. He makes Affleck commercials.
The first time we're going to see Ori cry is when Nick Saban decides, you know what? It's time for me to step down. Yeah. That's when we're going to see Robert Ori drop a tear.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? By that time, the Alabama basketball program is still going to be so damn good. Who's going to care about the football team?
I love it. Go for it, man. Flip the script on that school.
Really?
Yeah, flip the script.
Really?
That's right. And Kentucky's a football school. You're absolutely right. What are we talking about? Flip the script.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Have you seen anything that's been going on this week with the New York Mets?
Yes, you know I'm a Mets fan.
Yeah, I know. That's why I bring it up.
Really?
We talked about this. I don't know if you were on the first show or two, but yeah, we had a whole conversation about how Rob grew up a Mets fan.
Oh, yeah. You like Daryl Strawberry.
I was a Gary Carter fan.
Gary Carter.
When he went from the Expos to there, that's how I became a Mets fan. But yeah.
Gary Carter
I've been watching
the
thumbs down.
I've
been watching the thumbs down.
The thumbs down now. The fans booing the Mets. So Javi Baez and Francisco Lindor.
Yep.
All now, when they do well, now it's the thumbs down to the fans for like, look at us, we're succeeding, we're gonna boo you. And then here comes the co-owner of the Mets out to go, no, it's cool, boo the players, they suck. It's like, it is one of the crazy. In a week, we already had Bishop Sycamore. This is a crazy ass story. That the fans, the players are booing the fans. What?
Like, think about it. It's two guys booing 10 plus thousand people. That's no match, man. So you might as well just go on, get up there and do your thing and go home because because this is how it looks out. This is how it looks to me, because once you boo the fans, it makes the fans mad. They're already mad you're losing. You're already mad you're not hitting the home runs like they expect you to.
Yep.
Now you're going to come out in the parking lot. Your car is going to be vandalized. Your house is going to be vandalized, because sometimes fans take it too far. We saw that this past season in the NBA.
Even worse.
And stuff, but it's just, New you know, York. You can't win. Yes.
It's New York. Like, if you think fans are bad anywhere, New York is like bad fans on steroids. Mm-hmm. Like, they are. I mean, Philly and New York, you do not want to screw with the fans.
Disgusting people.
Of those cities.
Trifling people.
Vile people. I'm not calling them disgusting. Like, I'm just saying.
Look, I'm going to tell you this right now. You sitting up here and thinking you're doing something by doing your thumbs down to New Yorkers, man, they'll chew you up and spit out your remains.
It's going to get bad.
And to think
bad.
About it, Javier Baez, and I told Genesis earlier, he's coming from the Cubs where he helped win the Cubs their first World Series in 100 years. He's always been beloved. And for him to come to New York and experience people booing him, he ain't used to that. That's a wake-up call, big fella. This the Big Apple. Hey. They don't care nothing about you if you ain't doing what they need you to do.
Hell no.
It's so weird when guys are used to the cheers and all of a sudden you go to a real city, like, they're like, they booing me. What? This is not fair. Do you know who I am? I'm like, that's my favorite line when an athlete has a nerve to say, do you know who I am? If you ain't Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, Tom Brady, those are only three guys that I know, a Shaq, he can say, do you know who I am? Because everybody else, no, we don't really care who you are.
No, you just gave me a thumbs down and you're in New York, asshole. I'm going to put you in your place, all right?
Yeah, but them some nasty people up there, you know, they still got the bad taste in their mouth that Trae Young left them. So, hey, I can't blame them. You know, you let little old Trae Young come up in your house and knock you upside your little New York head. And now you still upset. I get it. You know, you got Spider-Man talking mess on the camera.
That was
and
my favorite.
You got all kind of people just saying all kind of stupid stuff. This man is in Atlanta, all of 6'1". I stand eye to eye with this man. And this is the man that you let come up in the Big Apple and take your boys down. Now you sitting up here mad that your Mets bad. I ain't got no problem with the Yankees. I'm cool with the Yankees. Your Mets bad. You know, the Knicks are terrible. All that.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for Knicks fans, though. You know, Yankees are struggling, the Mets are struggling, the Knicks are going to struggle. Brooklyn's the only thing – it's the only bright sign, bright light they have right now.
Brooklyn been there for, what, like 5 years, six years? I mean, they're barely hanging on. There was nothing better, by the way, than when the Knicks lost and the guy in the Spider-Man outfit on television going, the friggin' Knicks are going to come back. And I'm like, you don't sound like Spider-Man, homie. I'm sorry, you do not sound like Spider-Man. All right, well, a couple quick things. We got a couple pieces of audio, and then we've got the post-game presser we got to get to. Audio of the week.
Uh-oh.
There was a school board meeting in Virginia.
Mm.
And someone played, you know, like when you have to go speak at one of these meetings. And now this is like a popular thing with COVID. All these parents go to these school board meetings and yell at the school board about, we don't want our kids to wear masks in school, and everyone bitches and moans. But you have to sign up your name to speak at the meeting, and then the school board calls you up and you can say your piece. Well, this woman was finishing up her speech and they decide to go to the list and start calling up the next people to come up and speak. And my goodness.
And I'm asking that you do not pass this policy in Virginia.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. We do appreciate you. Phil McCracken. Phil McCracken.
Phil McCracken.
Yeah. Sulk, Suk, Mahidic. Ophelia McHawk. Ophelia McHawk.
Ophelia McHawk.
Eileen Dover. Eileen Dover.
Okay.
Don Kiddick. Don Kiddick.
Oh, nobody answered. It was like, that's
I wonder
that's,
how many people out there just dying laughing.
Like, over. He's standing at the podium going,
Eileen Dover.
Bro, how you not get that one?
Come on, man.
Come on now. And what
Don
child?
Kiddick.
And what kid did that, bro? Come on now. What kid did that?
Dude, I would have done that. If I'm at that meeting, I'd do that. I'm sorry.
That is so Bart Simpson right
there.
Oh,
it is, isn't it? Oh, that is Bart Simpson level beauty. That is
funny.
Oh, it's so good.
Don
Kiddick.
Oh, man. That is funny.
Oh, Lord. All
That's
right.
like when you at the... Have you ever been at in Walmart? And I've had it, you know, I've been with some friends at times and we've all come together and you're looking for that one friend, but they're lost in the back of the store and all the other friends are front. And you have the cashier get on the intercom or whatever and say, hey, could you have such and such come up and you give them a fake name?
Yeah.
And that's how it's happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this is. You give right down a name and then the guy reels off all these little names that obviously this man couldn't figure out what was what. Yeah. And that's just kind of how it is, but that's funny.
Yeah, the only thing we used to do similar to that in college is we used to go to Old Charlie's. That was our, like a little hangout spot.
Okay.
And if you go to Old Charlie's and if you got up from the table.
Dang, that restaurant that old?
Yeah, hold on, man.
Oh, man. Watch out. See, now you just. You called New Yorkers trash. Come on.
Old Charlie's been around a long time.
But,
yeah,
you
back
know,
in my day.
We are the reason they stopped giving out free cakes for birthdays. Man, I think we used to go in there and be like, yo, tell them, hey, it's the trail's birthday. She would come out, happy birthday.
Everyone sings. They got party hats on. And you're like, yeah, not even close.
Man, you'd be like, so if you had to go to the bathroom, you'd be there like the table. And you'd say, I ain't going to the bathroom because it ain't my birthday.
Oh, whose birthday is it?
Don Kiddick.
Oh, okay, it's Donkey Dick's birthday.
You, you got drafted in what year again?
Don't do that.
92.
Don't
92.
Do this.
Good Lord.
Don't
so
do this.
You talking about,
yeah.
Don't do this. They've been around a good little minute. They've been around. They older than me. Okay, cool.
Back when you'd paid a nickel for milk.
Yeah. Back when the milkman brought it and sat it on your front porch.
We never had that, by the way. Is that like a thing that actually happened where milkmen would deliver bottles of milk to your house? Because it's like, I would always see it in shows, and I'm like, that's not a thing.
Cars were still made out of that tough steel back then.
It's true, yeah, instead of aluminum, man, like they are today. All right, well, let's do the big shot of the week, and then we'll get to the post-game presser. Good questions in the post-game press conference this week, so we'll get to that in a minute. But shot of the week is going to go to a guy named Ian Ray, and here's why. Ian Ray is a Canadian citizen. He has a neighbor who dribbles his basketball in the driveway all day and night, a 14-year-old kid named Anthony Muabik. And he's out in the driveway dribbling, while Ian gets with the neighborhood association. And they all put together some money. And they buy this kid a basketball hoop for his driveway. Put it up, install it, and this kid didn't know what to do with it. He was like beside himself. 14-year-old kid, just like, what? Why would my neighbors do this for me? And just listen to this kid.
I'll be in the NBA 2026. I'll be there and then try and give back to those people, and I will make them all proud.
I just think that for the fact that his neighbor, who, by the way, could have just been like, stop dribbling, knock it off,
go to
the park and play. Nope. Chimes in with the neighborhood, gets the neighborhood association together, drums up enough money to buy this kid a brand new ball and a brand new hoop. He puts the hoop up for him. And then this kid gets to shoot around in his driveway and practice and play basketball, which he loves. And, you know, he unfortunately comes from a spot where his parents didn't have enough money to put that together for him. So just congratulations to guys like that who step up for their neighbors and their community, because that's awesome.
Ian Ray, right?
Ian Ray.
Well, I'm going to look forward to hearing his. You said, what did he say, 2026?
Oh, well, the kid's name's Anthony Muabik. Yeah, he's going to be the kid playing in the NBA.
Well, I look forward to hearing his name called in the 2026 NBA draft.
Yeah.
Exactly. I look forward to hearing that. So, yeah, I'm looking out for that.
It's weird. I have a story similar to that. In my hometown is a park, and right next to the park that we used to go play at all times, a little old lady used to sit on a porch. And when I used to first be out there, she's like, stop dribbling that damn basketball so much. And I kept going. I ignored her. I said, "What you gonna do? You know how we are, little kid. What you gonna do, little lady? You can't come across this fence. You want to, right? You know, you just say stuff." Yeah, I wouldn't say that to her, but you know, you're saying this in your mind,
right?
And then after a while, she was sitting on the porch, like, "That ain't good enough, Robert. You can't be missing that many shots. You know, if you want to go further in life." I'm like, she went from, I guess she saw the dedication I had, and going to this park each and every day. She realized that, you know, I wasn't just out there. Mm-hmm. To be out there. I was out there working to try to get better. Mm-hmm. And I remember she would sit down on that rock. She had used to change. She had moved the rocket chair so she could watch me shoot basketball. And I'd be out there forever just playing. And, you know, next thing you know, the park is named after me. So it's you know, you got people.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's Robert Owen Park now. So it was, I don't remember the young lady's name. I know she's going to a better place. But I remember she used to get mad because I'd be out there at 8 o'clock. to 9 o'clock at night till I can't see. And she,
man,
you know, I would respect her. And she's like, one time she's like, I'm going to bed. Can you stop? I said, yes, ma'am. And I would stop. But during the daylight, it's all, it was all getting them J's up.
At that time, that was the point in time where you couldn't go in until you made a shot. He was there all night.
I wasn't there all night. I wasn't there all night.
All night.
And if I was, all my mama was driving down the street saying, get your ass in this damn car, boy.
Street lights are out. Your ass better be home. Uh-huh. And that sweet woman's name was?
Eileen Dover.
No, it was not. Don't do that. That's not. All right. All right, good questions in the postgame presser this week. If you have a question for our man, Robert Orr, you could send it to BigShotBobPod@gmail.com, BigShotBobPod on Instagram and Twitter. We're always taking questions there. All right, we sort of talked about this last week, but we didn't really get into the question. Rick at our Gmail wants to know, not counting your wife, who is your best friend?
That's easy. His name is Kegis, like Regis, but with a K, Smith. Kegis and I was, it was weird because when I first got to Alabama, he was one of our managers on the basketball team. And he came by the dorm one time to pick up David Benoit. And when you're in the dorm, you kind of have, you know, they don't have athletic dorms anymore, but we had an athletic dorm. I had my door open. And I was the only player left in the dorm. He came to get Benoit. Benoit left, so he was like, you by yourself, man? I'm like, yeah, I'm just watching a little tea. You want to go to a party? So I really don't do parties. You know, I'm a little shy, little country boy from Andalusia, Alabama. I'm not going anywhere, right? He's like, man, come on, get up out of this dorm. Ain't nobody here. Come on, roll with me. And he and I have been rolling ever since. So that's my homie, Kegis Smith. Kegis Kennard Smith.
Where does he live?
He lives in Houston. He actually, okay. He was, when I got to Houston, he came to Houston with me to help me get adjusted to the city life. And you know, eventually he got married and moved to Houston. So he was, yeah, wow. So he lives there.
You guys still talk a lot?
Oh, all the time. Mm. You know, he went to Alabama. You know, we always, it's football season now. We got ready to talk about it. We already got our snacks ready.
I love it.
That sounds like the oldest thing in the world. We already got our snacks ready. You got your cranberry juice on this side and your prunes on the other side.
Some Triscuit, what is that? What do you got in your hands?
A spinach artichoke dip.
Dude, don't laugh at spinach artichoke. That shit's good, man.
That was just random that had that there.
Well, I mean, he does the show from his kitchen table, for God's sake. So I'm gonna... You can put up all the virtual backgrounds you want. You know what you're doing. All right, hey, yo, go ahead.
Yes, I am. But you know what? If I can reach right back here and I pull out some liquor for you, too. So
we'd be happy to have it. Slim on Twitter. I saw this video of Devin Booker on a boat with Kendall Jenner last weekend. Lord. Not trying to get you in trouble, but if you're on a boat with your wife, where are you guys going?
Oh, that's not getting him in trouble.
I know.
To shore?
Well, he said his shore. Original question was, if you're not on a boat with your wife, who are you on a boat with and where are you going?
Hey,
but I'm not trying to get you in trouble, so I just left off the part.
She already know if Halle Berry said, come on, go get on this boat with me, I'm out.
Oh,
you a big fella, man.
Big fella. Oh, my
you and Shaquille
goodness.
With the Halle Berry thing, man.
You know, it was this is a funny story. I used to be a big fan of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, me too.
Lark Voorhees.
I used Tiffany Amber Thiessen. That's
hell
who
yeah.
I used to love.
Kelly right? Kapowski. Oh, thank Kelly. You very much.
So, yeah. So
thank you
we had a game. Right?
I need no Lisa Turtle. I'm good. Thank you.
John Black, who was our PR, says, yo, Rob, you know, I got something for you. And I was like, what? He said, here. And she had came to a game and she heard how big of a fan I was. So she had signed this. I guess it was a very nice picture of her. She signed it for me. So I still have that picture to this day.
In the back of a closet somewhere where no one's ever going to see it. Candace is like, you ain't putting that shit up in my house.
But, you know, it's weird. It used to be Selma Hayek, you know.
Oh, okay. Everybody loves Selma Hayek. Mm.
Rosalind Sanchez.
Dust Till Dawn, you know. Selma Hayek.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that Dust Till Dawn. Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, do you remember the bar's name?
Oh,
and Dust
yes.
Till Dawn?
It was it the Titty Twister?
Yeah, it was the Titty Twister.
Was it the Titty Twister from Dust Till Dawn?
Hey, my favorite lines when he's I ain't gonna say it on here, but when he was introduced to tell everybody coming to the bar, we got Coke, we got hot. If you can find anything cheaper than it, fuck it.
Cheech Marin, that's right.
Yes,
that's
yes. I
oh, man,
that.
I ain't seen that movie in so
it's
long.
It's been a minute. Great movie, though. All right, Larry wants to know, food, music, TV, what's your guilty pleasure? What's something that you just, man, I can't, I indulge in this sometimes. I'm not proud of it.
My wife gets mad about this all the time. I play this game called Marvel Strike Force on my
iPad. Oh, you play Strike Force?
Yeah. So
we are such the same person. It's really upsetting.
So, and then if I can't play it on here, I play it on my PS5 and I play the Marvel game on there. Black Panther.
Time out. You one of the few lucky people in the world that got a PS5.
Everybody get one now.
Oh, yeah, no, you can go get one.
It's
now,
out
man.
There.
You can, they're out there.
I know
there.
A lot of people that still ain't got one yet.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Well,
you can't find them that much, but yeah.
No. I got four. I got one for myself and my three boys. I'm like,
everybody's got a PS5.
That's why they ran out. Robert Ory got 20 boxes at his house. I got them all.
I had four. Yeah. Hey, they were all Christmas gifts, so.
And I got a PS3 with duct tape on it. So what are we doing?
You know where I got mine from? I got mine from Costco.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
I have never gotten more blowback on a topic in my adult life than the goddamn Costco hot dog. The fact that we have never heard of the Costco hot dog. I had people coming out of the woodwork.
Dude.
How have you never had a Costco hot dog? I'm like, calm down for starters. Never had a Costco hot dog.
They don't sleep on their pizzas too. Hey, the pizza's pretty damn good too. The hot dogs and the pizzas, you gotta try it.
Never in my life, man. More people go, you gotta go get a Costco hot dog. I'm like, a hot dog's a hot dog, man. Like,
it's I think it's Nathan's. I think the hot dog eating contest.
No, okay.
Yeah, I think they're the Nathan's hot dog, but they're all the. Right. You know, Nathan's have the small ones and the big ones, and so this is one of the
Pause.
Big ones.
Yeah.
Pause.
I gotta do that just because.
They got hot dogs, too.
For my boys in the barbershop, off the record, that's what we used to have to say. If you say something that's kind of close to being, you know, like that, you have to say off the record.
Yeah, off the record.
But see, what was funny is you had to go to the whole, actually had to show us the measure. You had the big one, the small ones and the big ones. We get it. We good.
They got hot dogs, too. All right. Last question in the post-game press with this week is from Eric at our Gmail. If you could play with any player in NBA history, no matter the era, who are you lacing up to play with?
Oh, I think I know this one.
Who you want to play with? And now, you've played with
everybody.
Legends.
Yes.
So this is a kind of a loaded question, too.
It's so many guys. Isaiah Thomas is one of the guys I would have loved to play with because I think he gets shunned a lot.
Okay.
Think about it. He should have been on that team. They're not Christian Laettner. Christian Laettner knows it should have been Isaiah Thomas, but, you know, who are you going to have, Isaiah, Christian, or Black Jesus? You have Black Jesus on the team. So I think Isaiah Thomas, even though I got traded to Detroit, and I say that because when I got traded to Detroit, I was going to have a chance to play with him and Joe Dumars. Joe D. And so I didn't get a chance to play with those guys. And from watching me, his attitude on the court, his love for the game, his handles, I say Isaiah Thomas, man, because I think about it. I played with some of the best freaking guys that played this game, but Isaiah Thomas has been one of those guys I would love to play with.
It's a great answer. I didn't know. Because, I mean, you got to play with Shaq and Kobe and freaking Clyde and just Hakeem. I mean, legend on legend on legend on legend.
So. Did you ever, I think anybody would have, but you ever thought about lacing it up with MJ when he was in his prime? Like, what you ever thought about? Anything like that?
No.
You know, because I look at that team, they had two people on that team that was me. And what I mean by me played my position, that was Kukoc and Scotty. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to go there. I never see the damn floor. And after playing for Phil, I'm like, no, I definitely wouldn't have seen the floor. You know?
That would have been it.
But, growing up a big Magic Johnson fan, I think I would have relished in that moment too, because listening to James talk about how great Magic made him, not good, but great. that Magic was one of those guys. Because think about it, Magic loved to get out and run.
Yeah.
And my first 10 years in the league, that was me. I'm going to hit that lane and run and try to get down the court and then jump over people and try to dunk on them. So I think Magic been a great guy to have played with also.
That's true. That's
good,
true.
Good. All right, well, if you ever have a question for the postgame presser, BigShotBobPod@gmail.com, BigShotBobPod on Twitter and Instagram. A guy I would have loved to play with in my day.
Don Kiddick.
I would have loved to lace it up and play a little with him.
Hey, man, them folks childish.
I know. I love it.
Follow the show on Twitter @BigShotBobPod for links to all our guests and all sorts of fun. The Big Shot Bob Pod is a presentation of Live by Live's Podcast One and Podcast One Sportsnet.
Just another huge thank you to everybody who listens to this show, contributes to our nonsense, people who send in questions for the postgame presser or send us audio of people pranking a school board meeting. We love you guys. You're the best. Now, if you are doing that kind of stuff, you've probably had people tell you, you should probably have your own podcast. And you've gone, hey, that's a great idea. I don't know how to do that or where to start. Well, now's your chance because our podcast network, Podcast One, is looking for the next podcast star, and it might be you.
Enter the self-made podcast competition now to find out. All you have to do is visit launchpad1.com. That's launchpad1.com/self-made for a chance to win a contract with Podcast One, valued at over $100,000. That's 100K, baby. And promotions and so much more. Enter now until September 3rd and tell all your friends to listen and download. Go to launchpad1.com/self-made to find out more. See official rules and sign up for your chance to win. That's launchpad1.com/self-made.
Hey guys, Jay Cutler started a new podcast called Uncut with Jay Cutler. Most of you know me from the NFL, some of you have seen me on Instagram, and some of you know me from the reality TV world. Each week I'm taking you along with me as we discuss football, trending topics, and whatever's going on in my life each week. I'm bringing along people that are special in my life, former teammates, friends, and some new people that I like and respect. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Podcasting? I think I'm doing this right. Can't wait to get started with you. Go subscribe now. Uncut with Jay Cutler, Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.